Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
Evidently, Goldman Sachs workers in London, their head office going back to wearing masks, even though the government's saying, no, everything's fine, don't worry about it. And sadly, you know, the stories that I'm hearing, I got to tell you, it ain't over yet. Definitely not over. Now that you've got the Surgeon General coming out and saying that he's in favor of local mask mandates coming back, as Los Angeles was the first major U.S. County to reinstate the mask requirement. And I know they're saying, no, this is just because of Gavin Newsom. It's not because of the virus. No. It's everything else. Everything else. Anyway, here to share some thoughts and clear up some of the misinformation, some of the lies, the half-truths and all that, I've asked our good friend Dr. Kelly Senholz to come back and share some thoughts. Kelly, thanks for taking time for us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm in this position where I looked at the news over the weekend that 97% of the people who are in hospitals with the virus are unvaccinated. So I'm going, yep, good for them. Maybe we can get rid of some of them. And the people who are dying from it overwhelmingly are people who were not vaccinated. So self-thinning of the herd. I don't see a downside.
You know what? I've been hearing that a lot, and it is true. It's a reflection of how sad our society has become that we have to just
think poorly.
Ballots overboard.
Yep. Think poorly of me if you have to. But the reason we're in this position are the people. These people are the ones who have been holding us back. The slack-jawed, Fox News-watching, knuckle-dragging mouth breathers, they're the ones who have held us back all this time.
Oh, I'm with you all the way. But here's the problem. We have 4% of the population that is immune compromised. Either they have cancer and they're under treatment, or they have medication or disease that causes their immune system to not work well. And we know for a fact that those people are not having the same good reaction to the vaccine as others. They get a little bit of benefit, but not anywhere near what a normal vaccinated person
right.
does. But also, the problem is we already have new variants coming out after the Delta. Like, there's more to come. This is what's so frustrating. Like, we talked about, what was this, months ago we talked about this, how, you know, there was, in fact, we talked about this in March of 2020, that one of the biggest problems of Trump's response to the virus is that with all that virus floating around, we would get dangerous variants. We talked about it,
yep.
And here we are. And now I want to talk about the fact that this is not going to be the only variant. We already have more variants coming that are going to be more resistant to the vaccine, that are going to cause maybe worse illness, maybe more infectious even than the new Delta variant. We've got to get a grip on this. And it's so intricately tied to the failure of our justice system right now. Everything is tied together. And it's basically, we're under attack. They're using the vaccine issue and the mask issue to attack us within, and it's succeeding. It's just pitiful to watch.
And this is one of those things where, you know, I'm in this fear position of we're not shutting down again. I don't see there being any more shutting down. I just don't. That this is one of those things you're going to have to figure out how to power through. And given that I believe that, how bad could this get come fall and into the winter?
So I think that everybody, I would say the most people I talk to say what you just said, that, you know, like, we've been through so much, we can't do that again. But people are underestimating how bad this can get. And, you know, let's look to history as our guide. The second season of the pandemic in 1918 was the worst. And it's possible this may be the case with us. Now, we do have people that are vaccinated, but I'm telling you, I'm hearing from doctors on the ground that people with vaccinations are getting really sick. It doesn't mean you can be 100% sure that you're going to be fine. Really sick isn't that great either.
Right.
It's not dead, but it's not that great. And long-term illness and neurological dysfunction and brain damage, I mean, all those things still exist.
Yeah, I don't want to be really sick. I don't even want to be a little bit sick, to be honest.
I don't want to be a little bit sick. I don't want to be sick at all. And one of the problems is the infectious nature. Now, we know that the regular virus, remember, way back in the beginning, the first word we got is, oh, my God, it is a 3.5 R-naught. And that means, like, for every person that gets it, they're on average infecting 3.5 people. Then they kind of toned it down, like, maybe 2.5, maybe 3, but it was still bad. Now this one is almost just under 6. And what that means is if you're walking, we have this on film in Australia, a guy that was infected walked through a restaurant and a lady came then and sat down in a chair and had lunch and she ended up getting it. She didn't even come in contact with him. She just walked through the air that he had walked through.
Well, how do they know that?
Well, the reason they know it is, number one, we have ways to tag the virus. In other words, and this is important for your viewers to know, if there's an anti-vaxxer who's careless and loud and stupid and infects people, we can actually take the virus from that person and the infected person and find out that, yes, he was the one that infected her. It's a long story of how we do that, but we can do that. And secondly, in that particular case, there were cameras he went to eat at a mall, and so there were cameras everywhere, and they followed his path through the mall, and then they could compare it to the people that got infected.
Wow.
Yeah. So they know exactly how close he was and
I find that fascinating. I also find it incredibly scary that they're able to follow you to that kind of a degree.
Yes, yes, yeah, it is. But what that means, too, and this happened with AIDS, it's happened with other diseases, if somebody is callously disregarding your life, you know, let's say we have one of these incidents where it's a Trumper yelling at someone and spitting on them or whatever, and they give them COVID, we can actually prove that that's what happened. So I think we're going to see some lawsuits out of this. If they're not afraid for their own life, at least they should be afraid that they're going to be sued for everything they own.
Maybe that's how because I keep getting people say, oh, I shouldn't have to be vaccinated. I shouldn't have to be able to do that because so I can have a job. You keep hearing all of these different arguments, and I'm like, you know, how hard is it to protect yourself? Now, interestingly enough, my wife came home today because she's finally gone back to getting the occasional massage. The woman that, you know, this massage therapist that she goes through, you know, told her that some of her customers are completely bat, you know what, crazy. The one evidently told her that she can't come back to her because she's vaccinated and that's the mark of the beast and, you know, she's Satan. Another one told her that she's vaccinated and so she's going to slough off on me and make me sterile.
Yeah, that's a big one, actually. There's this, I believe, is coming out of the wellness/spirituality communities. They were hit hard with Russian propaganda and the anti-vax stuff, and they really dug into it and magnified it and made it into something totally crazy. I would say that those people are literally delusional. I talked with one lady online, and what she was saying was literally delusional. I recommended that she get professional help and remove herself immediately from any sources of that information because she was, like, literally out there.
Now, I'm sure YouTube is now going to throw me off of YouTube for this episode for having even brought that up because, you know, they are doing some censoring. And I got to tell you, I'm not thrilled.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. I've had an episode thrown off for having talked about something, and I was mocking it. We had an episode pulled of something that I was mocking, and there's the appeal process was not even worth going through. But I do understand people complaining about being censored when talking about this stuff. But at some point,
I do. But this is where I'm going.
But at some point, the people who are out there deliberately spreading misinformation and lying, at some point, you got to do something about that.
This, not just, is YouTube owned by Facebook? Anyway, Facebook also does this where they'll take, you know, somebody will be blaring off some kind of crazy, and somebody else says, no, 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 that's crazy. And then that person gets taken off and the crazy stuff remains. I've seen that enough to know that this cannot possibly be by accident. You could see how a mistake like that could happen maybe once in a while. I mean, they're dealing with millions of people, but it does appear to be a pattern.
Yeah, no, I mean they've got their algorithm, and it's targeted at anyone talking about it at all. And I think mocking it is part of it. But that's where we were. So I want to go back to this sterile thing because I have heard this a couple of times. How is it possible that you being vaccinated would make me sterile?
Well, I mean, this is pure magical thinking. There are 1 in 5 Americans right now believe that the vaccine is inserting chips into us. 1 in 5.
Wow.
Believe that. I mean, this is, in part, I believe the reason that we cannot shut it down is because our legal system is broken. If Trump went to jail and was paraded up and down the street for the fool that he is in handcuffs and all of his minions and the legislators that helped him were arrested for what they've done, then yes, we may have a little flare up of you know, violence or whatever. But in the end, they would have to acknowledge that something wasn't right. In other words, the very fact that they're still walking around gives credence to the vaccine chip theory. Because if they're not in jail, that means it must be valid. And here's the other thing. I think that, you know, we still have There is an extraordinary number of pedophiles surrounding the president. It appears, you know, just statistically and for no other reason, that the Republican Party was using that as a pressure tactic to keep people in line and to get things done they wanted to get done. And they're, you know, they're not acting on that. Why is Matt Gaetz not in jail? You know, he's walking around spreading these rumors, saying it very defiantly, very brusquely, very stupidly, and all those people believe him. And they believe him because he's not in jail. So the normal people say, Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. He's going to be arrested for child sex trafficking. And nothing happens.
Yeah, but
and all that does is reinforce their belief that these anti-vax things he's saying are true, and that we're in imminent danger. The government's being taken over by evil, you know, robots or whatever the new thing is. He can say any of that, and they will believe him because he's walking around free.
So, just so I'm clear on what you just said, because I don't want a mistake. You're saying that they believe the president was surrounded by pedophiles, not that you believe he's surrounded by pedophiles.
Oh, he was. I mean, multiple of them were arrested and are in jail right now. Remember, I forget his name. He came from overseas, but he came into the United States with a sex trafficked boy, and he was arrested and put in jail. There's several of them. Like, how many pedophiles do you know that you hang around with? None.
I don't know any.
And right. And he is surrounded by them. He's got Jim Jordan. You know, Hastert was a pedophile the entire time he was Speaker of the House. This is undeniable.
Oh, you're talking about the former guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but McConnell and all the people there were holding him in power, and they knew he was a pedophile. It was an open secret in Washington, D.C., I would say, but everybody was afraid to bring him down, and finally somebody did. But we've got Jim Jordan. Whatever happened with him? He never got anything happened. And even let's broaden it a little more. What about Ken Paxton, who's the acting AG of Texas?
Yeah.
Who is under significant, I have no idea why he's not in jail. Why is he not in jail? He has done serious and undeniable financial crimes that anybody would be in jail for, but he's not. And he's leading the charge on all of this. The people that are leading the charge on this are definitely, there's a large proportion of them that should be in jail or have legal consequences. If you read up on Paxton's case, the only logical thing you can say after reading it is, why is he not in jail? He's under indictment.
No.
And he's been under indictment since he was elected 4 years ago. Why is he not in jail? Why is the case not moving forward? Why has nothing happened? Are they just running out the clock on it?
So why isn't it? Why hasn't the Justice Department done anything? Why hasn't Merrick Garland done anything?
And I really, truly believe as we're being killed one by one with this virus, that a key factor in this is that justice has not been done. And therefore, the people that are, and they are somewhat victims, you know, maybe they're afraid for whatever reason. Maybe they're just stupid people. Maybe they had a baseline of being racist to begin with. But they're subject to this propaganda. The people pouring it out are the same people I'm talking about. Matt Gaetz should be in jail. Ken Paxton should be in jail. Our post office director should be in jail. We have enough on him for crimes that anybody else would go to prison for a long time for. And yet he still sits in his position. And what does Merrick Garland do? He turns around and he's helping Trump with his briefcase. What is that?
Yeah, what was that?
What is that?
Yeah,
like, and tonight there was another one. Like, instead of prosecuting somebody who obviously should be prosecuted, he again is turning around and doing something that appears to help the people that are spreading the COVID lies. It's those two things are so intricately tied. I have no idea why the people of our country are not in the streets protesting to get Merrick Garland out because he's done nothing about the insurrection. You know, arresting some low-level people and patting them on the hand for their crimes is not doing something.
Yeah, well, again, this is where we needed a commission the day after. We needed subpoena power from the day after. And you're right, we needed people arrested and perp walked right from the beginning. I'm right there with you. Last question I did want to ask, because, you know, again, I want to get back to the virus. You know, there's talk that, you know, come this fall, we're going to see an explosion. You know, what are you anticipating in the coming months?
Think about this. If we have a bowl of people that are all unvaccinated in various parts of the country, and even in parts that have high vaccination rates, and they're spreading it to each other, people that are vaccinated have the virus, but they're walking around spreading it too. We know in southern Missouri that the hospitals are overwhelmed. They're begging for help. It's a bad situation, but they also can ask for help from other areas right now. In a month from now, let's go back to the basic math. It's logarithmic math. 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. 2 plus 2 equals 26. And 26 plus 26 equals 1,040. And it's going to go up fast. Some of the graphs in some states have a vertical line now of infection rate going up. That's not going to end well. We're going to have overwhelmed hospitals. They're going to beg the politicians to shut everything down. And at some point, it's going to happen. But I got to tell you, the doctors are burned out. And this newest phase of the virus has got many of them on their knees. Like, they're just like, I can't believe we're going to do this again.
Yeah.
They're desperately sad. They're desperately upset. And if they walk out, you know, there will be people in the streets laying there dying.
Is there a vaccine coming to boost? Is there anything like that that we can look to, or this just all bad?
Hope is not a strategy, but the reason the mRNA vaccine is such a miracle is because it's actually pretty easy to make a new vaccine. So I have to hope that they are making one as we speak, and that within a month or two, we're going to have a new vaccine out that will be able to be given to at least a certain population.
Right. Certainly,
they're mumbling about another vaccination. So, yeah, we're going to be hitting this hard until we can get everybody vaccinated at once and get rid of this.
There you go. Dr. Senholz, I appreciate the time. As always, good talking with you.
Oh, you have a wonderful night.
You as well. Our good friend, Dr. Kelly Senholz. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.